What's up, guys? Welcome back to Worth the Wait. I'm your host, Cookie Miller, and today we are talking about cycle syncing to optimize your weight loss. As a woman with endometriosis, I've seen the incredible benefits that come from syncing your menstrual cycle with your daily life. So today I'll be sharing some tips and tricks on how you can do this too, especially if you're experiencing hormonal imbalances or difficult periods. So as usual, we're going to break this into a few parts. We will define what cycle syncing is. We will talk about the different phases of the cycle, what to do in each phase, and I will share some examples about how I use cycle syncing. Now, before we get started, of course, I am not a medical doctor and this is not medical advice, so please consult your doctor before making any changes. Now, without further ado, let's get into it. So first, let's talk about what cycle syncing is. Essentially, it is the practice of aligning your diet, exercise, and self-care routines with the different phases of your menstrual cycle. And it's believed that by doing so, you can optimize your hormone levels, reduce symptoms, and boost your overall health and well-being. In previous episodes where we've talked about the menstrual cycle, I've mainly talked about the follicular phase and the luteal phase. But in this episode, we're going to break it down even further and talk about the four phases that the menstrual cycle is divided into, which are the menstrual phase, the follicular phase, the ovulatory phase, and the luteal phase. Each phase is characterized by different hormonal changes and physical symptoms. I do want to point out that you may not experience the same symptoms during a particular menstrual phase. This is completely normal because, of course, everybody's body is unique. So if this is the case for you, it's best to focus on syncing your lifestyle based on your specific symptoms instead of which phase you're in. So we're going to start off by talking about the menstrual phase. This phase lasts from day one of your period to about day five. It can vary depending on the length of your period. For some people, it might be day four. For other people, it may be day six. During this time, your hormone levels are at their lowest and you may experience things like fatigue, cramps, and mood swings. So to support your body during this phase, you want to focus on nourishing foods such as leafy greens, healthy fats, and lean protein. For example, you could have a spinach and mushroom omelet with avocado on the side for breakfast, a salmon salad with mixed greens and nuts for lunch, and grilled chicken with roasted vegetables for dinner. These meals provide nutrients your body needs to function optimally, including iron to replace the blood loss during your period. And of course, those meals don't include, you know, snacks or things that you may drink throughout the day as well. Now, in terms of exercise, again, everyone is different. In general, you want to aim for gentle movement such as yoga or walking to help reduce your cramps and improve your mood. And if you're feeling up to it, of course, you can keep your same routine. Now, for me personally, I tend to lift maybe one day less than normal, which is usually like the first day of my period or right before. I tend to also lift lighter than normal. So I consider the week of my period to be more of a deload week for the first couple of days of my cycle. I try to keep moving and keep my routine, but I'm not aiming to hit any personal records or do anything super intense until the worst of the cramping and low energy and bleeding are over. During this phase, you can also incorporate relaxation techniques such as meditation or deep breathing exercises, which can help to reduce stress and promote better sleep. However, I believe it's best to practice these things in general and really incorporate these techniques regularly, no matter which phase you're in. However, you may want to do them more often whenever you are in this phase. You can also incorporate self-care practices such as taking a warm bath or getting a massage, which both would help to reduce stress and promote better sleep. In terms of work and social life, I tend to avoid planning any social events or big meetings during the first 3 days of the menstrual phase. I try to ensure that I have time to rest as much as possible and have limited contact with people. I know. I know, but it's a real thing. I think it's better that way. I also use this time to try to lean into what my body is doing and understanding that my body needs the rest, which makes me feel less guilty about scheduling my meetings the way that I do or missing certain social gatherings. It's just best for me personally that I allow my body to rest. But again, this is different different for everyone. Next, we have the follicular phase, which lasts from about day 5 or day 6 to about day 14. Now, during this phase, estrogen levels start to rise and you may experience increased energy and motivation. To support this phase, you want to focus on incorporating more complex carbohydrates into your diet, such as whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. For example, you could have oatmeal with berries and nuts for breakfast, a quinoa salad, roasted vegetables, chickpeas for lunch, and then whole grain pasta with tomato sauce and a lean protein for dinner, not including any snacks that you may have. These meals are going to provide your body the energy that it needs for more intense workouts, because now you're in a phase where you're feeling more motivated, you're feeling a little bit better, and so your workouts are probably going to get a little more intense. And because you will have more energy and a general better mood, it's a great time to do these exercises and take advantage of your increased energy levels. This phase for me is where I plan all of my big events. I schedule big calls and meetings. I go for personal records at the gym, maybe even hit an extra day or have extra sets that I complete at the gym. This is usually the phase where women feel so good that they're ready to start and conquer their fitness goals. So if you've ever just been like, out of nowhere, you have this burst of motivation and you're ready to go, you're ready to do it, more than likely, you're probably somewhere in your follicular phase. Moving on to the ovulatory phase, which typically lasts from day 14 to about day 16, this is where your body releases an egg and your estrogen levels are at their peak. This, of course, is the phase where pregnancy can occur. So to support this phase, focus on foods that are high in protein, healthy fats, such as eggs, avocados, and nuts. For example, you could have a veggie omelet with avocado on the side for breakfast, a tuna salad mixed with greens and nuts for lunch, and grilled salmon with roasted vegetables for dinner. These meals provide the nutrients that your body needs to support ovulation and promote healthy hormonal balance. In terms of exercise, you can continue to use the energy that you have to keep your same workout routine from the previous phase. Literally the best time of the cycle for many women is right here, right now. If I have to meet with a brand or be interviewed and I have a choice on the date, I always go for ovulation time. And lastly, we have the luteal phase, which lasts from day 17 to the start of your next period. So during this time, progesterone levels rise and you may experience symptoms such as bloating, mood swings, and fatigue. So to support this phase, you want to focus on foods that are high in fiber and water, such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. An example of this would look like having fruit in a yogurt parfait with nuts and seeds for breakfast, a salad with mixed greens, beans, and avocado for lunch, and roasted chicken with sweet potatoes and broccoli for dinner. These meals are going to provide your body the nutrients that your body needs to support the rise in progesterone levels and reduce symptoms. And this, my friends, is the phase where women tend to quit. This is why lots of women feel like they can only stay committed to a fitness regimen for a couple of weeks. There's such a drastic difference coming out of that high of being in ovulation to this seemingly low, and it kind of feels like your world comes crashing down as you go from ovulation and enter into the luteal phase. So around this time is where I start to pull back on all those things that I ramped up. So I start to decrease the amount of meetings that I may take. I may pull back a bit on the extra sets and workouts that I was doing. It kind of just depends too, because periods can change month to month and you may feel different one month than you do the other month. But in some cases, yes, I do pull back. In other cases, I'm able to keep up with it. If we're using me as an example, let's walk through the entire cycle, starting with day 1 to 2, maybe even day 3 of the period. This is where I'm personally doing lower intensity exercise. I'm probably eating less calories overall just because I'm moving less. I'm getting more rest, more sleep, taking less calls, less scheduled meetings, and doing less social outings during this time. Now, when I get to day 3 up until maybe day 14, this is when energy is super high. Everything is great. I plan everything, all of my big things around this time. Day 15 to 17 is ovulatory phase, and these are the best days of the month. So this is where I try to plan my biggest meetings, my most important things. This is where I jam pack my days. And this is where I also tend to hit PRs in terms of workouts. And then day 18 to about the next day or the next cycle, which for some people, this is going to be a 10-day period. For other people, it might be 12 days. But this is where I tend to chill a little bit more, lean into the new phase, take less meetings, do less social gatherings. By understanding the different phases of your menstrual cycle and adjusting your lifestyle accordingly, you can optimize your hormone levels, reduce symptoms, and feel your best. So I want you to give this a try, see how it works out for you. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Worth the Wait. Of course, if this episode or any of our episodes have helped you, please consider leaving us a 5-star review. You can also take a screenshot, tag us on IG. We are at Worth the Wait Podcast, and we will repost. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.